You will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes. Give up on a workout? You failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're BODi. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At BODi, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a, this workout is fun and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not going to let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are BODi. Start your free trial at BODi.com. That's BODi.com.
Trying to grab all the groceries in one trip? Oof, not how you would have done that. You know sometimes less is more. Like when you drive less and save with the USAA annual mileage discount. USAA, get a quote today.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
I love my kids more than I love big government. I love my kids more than I love GovEd. I love my kids more than my life itself. And I don't know how big government Republicans and big statists in the Democrat Socialist Party feel about their kids. But that's just me as a conservative. I love my kids and my family more than my own life. Now, there are those out there in our society like me who say, I would do anything for my children. If your children were in harm's way, you would take them out of harm's way. If your children were suffering under a system that disadvantaged your children, prevented them from learning, or maybe even put their innocence, maybe their very lives at risk, you would want the freedom to be able to do something about that now, wouldn't you? And you would be only human, and you would only be Christian or God-centered if you did. Now, there are those inside the Texas government who are dedicated to making sure you parents don't have a choice. There are a few Republicans led by a man by the name of Charlie Guerin, who seems to have the support of others in leadership inside the Texas House, who say, you know what, we're rich enough to send our kids or our grandkids to private schools, to hell with the rest of you. And we are going to pass an initiative, an attachment, a rider to the budget that basically prohibits any budgetary money going to school choice programs to give families and parents the ability to fight back against an institution that has been largely corrupted. Let me just read three of the most recent headlines, but by far not the only headlines, but just the most recent headlines in the last week or so. Cyfair ISD employee charged with improper relationship with a student. Now, that's what people in government say when they're talking about sexual relationships with children. Now, there are those inside of GovEd on the left wing who are trying to normalize sex with children. It's perverted. It's disgusting. These are the same people in academia who are trying to mainstream the term MAP, minor attracted persons, which you and I would call a pedophile. They don't want to use pedophile because that has a real negative connotation. And who wants to put a negative connotation on somebody simply because they're adults who want to have sexual relations with children? That would be me, my friends. I want to put that label pedophile on them. Why? Because I want to protect my kids. I want to protect my family. And the term pedophile describes precisely who we're talking about. And I'm not interested in left-wingers trying to normalize that type of deviancy. So that's one headline. Here's another. North Texas teacher, wrestling coach, arrested for improper relationship with student. Euless police believe more victims could exist. Another Texas teacher charged with having an improper relationship with a student, and police say there could be more victims. Ruben Francisco Martin, age 29, teacher and assistant wrestling coach at Trinity High School in Hearst Euless Bedford Independent School District, accused of involvement with a 16-year-old female student. And from Louisville ISD, teacher faces 99 years for sexual assault of a 10-year-old. John Collette is a former Teacher of the Year. Of course he is. At Cammey Elementary. C-A-M-E-Y. Cammey. Cammey. Absolutely disgusting. Now, Charlie Guerin and his Republicans, who joined with socialists and Marxists in the Texas legislature, say, you know what? You parents, whenever this kind of stuff happens, you know, tough. Sliding standards in GovEd, tough. It's about the system. It's not about your kids. It's not about their safety. So we are going to prohibit any taxpayer dollars be dedicated to parental school choice. That's their official point of view. And to Charlie Guerin and to those wayward Republicans and to those deviant Democrats, I say this. We love our children more. Unlike Charlie Guerin, we conservatives don't agree with left-wing extremists, socialists, and Marxists like Beijing Biden.
Rebecca put a teacher's creed into words when she said, there's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children.
Okay. No. My children are my children. Beijing Biden, not to put too fine a point on this, you screwed up your own kids. You can't have mine. And to all of you big government apparatchiks like Charlie Guerin, all you big government control freaks in the Republican Party or joining with socialist Democrats to deny parental school choice, let me tell you, they're my kids. They're the kids of the parents of Texas. They're not yours. They don't belong to you. You don't get to determine what's best for them. Their parents do. And you stand in the way of parental school choice. You stand in the way of the parent-child relationship, and you stand in the way for the very basis of Western civilization. We talk school choice on the Salcedo Storm podcast next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
One of the things we have to do is to change our children's mindset. They are being indoctrinated, not educated, right now in GovEd. The worst mistake this country ever made was allowing the government to educate our children. It is time parents took back that right and that responsibility. And let me bring on my guest to discuss that, Corey DeAngelis, a senior fellow at the American Federation for Children. He's also the executive director at Educational Freedom Institute and adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute, a senior fellow at Reason Foundation and a board member at Liberty Justice Center. Corey, it is a pleasure to meet you. Welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Hey, Chris. Thanks so much for having me.
Let's talk about school choice. I am looking at it, GovEd, as just another typical government agency. It is bloated. It is expansive. It is unresponsive. It is not at all adherent to the crowd that is funding it. It is not at all adherent to the customers who are complaining about what it's doing. And teachers will tell you, I actually had one tell me on Twitter just the other day, that's the way it ought to be. We are degreed teachers, so we will tell you what we're going to teach your children, and all you got to do is sit down as parents. You sit down and pay for it, monkey. I think we have to have an exact opposite dynamic in GovEd, do we not?
Yes, the parents need to be in charge. And from what we've seen over the past few years, when parents try to speak up for their own kids, you have the School Boards Association labeling them as domestic terrorists for pushing back at school board meetings. So that there isn't a collaboration between the schools and the parents. It should be just like any other industry where parents can choose the education provider that works best for them. And that could be the public school. If you like your public school, you can keep your public school, but for real this time, and like with your doctor. But with school choice initiatives, the funding follows the child, and parents can choose a private school if they want, or a charter school, or a home-based education option. And from what we've seen over the past few years where parents have been disrespected and you had the unions pushing to keep the schools closed, parents got to see what was going on in the classroom with this so-called remote learning. And parents started to see that there's more to school than what can be captured on a standardized test. And they don't want to send their kids to institutions where they're being brainwashed for 13 years to hate their values. So we've seen a lot of success with the school choice movement. And in Texas, the Senate has already passed an expansive bill that by a vote of 18 to 13, and all eyes are on the House right now with Governor Abbott being a fierce advocate for education freedom, touring the state, pushing for the money to follow the child.
Yeah, and there's some pitfalls with that I want to explore here. But in regards to what's happening in the Texas legislature, you are correct. The conservative Senate has passed a school choice provision, one that by all accounts is very strong. The lieutenant governor, the governor, all committed to school choice. Governor Greg Abbott has been on this program several times talking about his visits to communities, letting them know about school choice. But then you've got defenders of the failed GovEd system who call themselves Republicans. Charlie Guerin is one of them. He represents four other Republicans who have not only said that screw every parent in Texas, that they have voted. They've actually taken a vote in the budget as an amendment in the budget to prohibit all funding going to school choice programs in a nod for keeping our children in this loser, this education system, which prizes, as you rightly point out, LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, cultural Marxism, the Hate Whitey program, the gender confusion, and of course, the academic failure that is championed by GovEd. Would you please speak to those so-called Republicans? Give me your full, complete view of what kind of Republicans they are and what they deserve from the voters.
Well, if you vote against school choice as a legislature, you're not a Republican. You should change your party or rethink your political futures because, I mean, in Texas, they put this on the ballot last year, March of 2022. 88% of Texas Republican primary voters support school choice. It's a top eight Texas GOP legislative priority this session. And Governor Abbott has actually made it an emergency item this session. So Texas should be able to get it done. The Senate has already done it, 18 to 13 vote. And I mean, a state like Arizona just went all in last year, and they had one seat GOP majorities in each chamber. So that required every Republican to show up, vote for their party platform, and empower all families in the state of Arizona. So if Arizona could get it done with one seat majorities, states like Texas should be able to do it. And other states, red states in particular, have been getting it done this year. Four states have already gone all in on school choice this year. Iowa, Arkansas, Utah, and Florida most recently. They had a vote in their House, 83 to 27. All Republicans voted in favor of school choice, and even four Democrats joined along as well. So the voters need to hold these politicians accountable in Texas if they're going to try to block school choice. And I will point out that House Herrero Amendment vote on the budget, that gets stripped out of the budget every session. It's more of a it's more of a symbolic vote. But one thing in particular about that vote, they do it every session. Last session, they had 115 votes in favor of that amendment against school choice. This session, they only had about 82 votes, I want to say, in favor, the lowest number of votes they've ever had for that. So it's a sign of weakness for them. And, we have the Senate and the governor pushing hard on this. They're willing to play hard. And so I think we get something done in Texas this year.
Well, I don't want to dismiss this because let's also point out the polling, according to the Democrat Morning News and other polls, show that the majority of Republicans, they want school choice. The majority of independents, they want school choice. Even a majority among Democrats want school choice in the state of Texas, in particular, those in the Latino community. So we expect when you're a Democrat that you go against what your voters want. That's the definition. That's a definition of a Democrat. The Democrat tells their voters what to do. However, on the Republican side, and I want to focus in on Charlie Guerin, there was nothing that was said that he had to vote for against his constituents, had to betray parents. There was nothing that said that those other four Republicans who joined him had to vote against their constituents. There's no reason why you have to vote against your constituents and your voters. They did it because they have a level of contempt, the same level of contempt the Democrats have for their voters, these so-called Republicans have for their voters. Do you think that the Charlie Guerins of the Texas legislature ought to be able to get away with this?
No, absolutely not. And if you look at the latest from the Republican primary ballots, Americans for Prosperity Texas actually pulled out the numbers for Charlie Guerin's district and found that 87.5% of Texas Republican primary voters support school choice in Representative Charlie Guerin's district. So it's not like there's no legitimate excuse to vote against a party platform issue in the state of Texas. Sometimes they'll say, oh, well, you know, I represent a rural area and, you know, we don't have a lot of private schools. They'll even say that the public school is the only option. But then in the next breath, with a straight face, they'll try to say that this will defund and decimate their fantastic rural public schools. But one, if they're so fantastic, you should have nothing to worry about.
Right.
And two, if you really didn't have any other options, which isn't true, but that's what they say, then you should be the last person crying about the defunding of Texas rural public schools because you have the fewest number of exit options in the area. And other rural states, the 9 or 10 most rural states now, with North Dakota passing a private school choice program like last week,
yeah.
The 10 most rural states have passed some form of private school choice legislation. So that's just a weak excuse to side with the establishment and to vote against the party platform issue. And parents aren't falling for it anymore. The curriculum disagreements, the CRT, it's not just in the urban areas, it's in the rural areas as well. And if you look at another poll from Texas, University of Houston, they found majority support school choice. And if anything, the rural voters are more supportive of school choice than voters in non-rural areas.
Yeah, and if you're a part of rural Texas, I think you ought to have a look at the so-called Republican lawmakers who have stood in front of the cameras and said, I'm going to deny you school choice. I'm telling you what to do. And I don't believe those types of people have any place in government. Folks, they are the knuckle draggers. They want to keep Texas among the knuckle dragging states, the unsophisticated states who deny parents school choice. And I believe we ought to join the civilized states in our union, which, by the way, the majority of our states now allow school choice in some form or fashion.
Right.
Corey DeAngelis is our guest right now, senior fellow at the American Federation for Children. You've been under attack by this vile and disgusting woman. Her name is Randy Weingarten. She is one of the biggest proponents of continued failed education. And here's her main argument. Her main argument is that we're not properly funding GovEd, but the last time I checked, the United States of America spends more money per capita than any other nation on the planet. And for that, because our GovEd system is run by socialists and Marxists, we have the worst academic performance among the industrialized nations. That's all still true, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, even before the school closures and the ransom payments that were given to the government school system, in so-called COVID relief, we were already spending over $16,000 per student per year in the government schools, which is much higher than the average private school tuition, even, which is about $12,000 to $13,000 per student. And the increase has been substantial over time. Since 1970, we've increased per student education expenditures in the government school system by about 152% after adjusting for inflation. And the money doesn't make its way into the classroom. It goes towards administrative bloat because we're dealing with monopolies that have no incentive to spend money wisely. And they just put more people into the buildings. If you look at the staffing numbers versus enrollment, in some places you have the staffing going up, the student enrollment dropping in places like Los Angeles Public Schools, for example. The sad reality is the government school system has become more of a jobs program for adults as opposed to an education initiative for kids. And that's been on full display over the past few years. And parents are pushing back. Thankfully, they finally woken up. We have a new special interest Parents who want more of a say in their kids' education, they're more powerful than the teachers' unions at the end of the day if they band together, because they care about their kids more than anybody else, and they have more power in numbers than the employees in the system.
Well, there's that, you know, and you're right. It is an adult jobs program. These so-called Republicans in these rural districts will tell you, but the school, it's the center of our little town's life. I mean, it's a food distribution center. It is our sports, our entertainment. I go, yeah, where's the education and all that? You know, where in your description, where is the education part? Oh, that's kind of last. But it's the major employer in our town. Yeah, where's the education component? And they'll go, oh, well, wait a minute. I guess maybe we should pay attention to education. There's the last thing I wanted to ask you, Corey, because I know you know this issue frontward and backward, and you have heard the concerns of those on our side in parochial schools, inside the charter schools, inside of homeschooling, that big government will utilize tax dollars, this carrot of the tax dollars, to worm its way and to be just as destructive to these institutions, private education, parochial education, and charter education, as it has been in GovEd. What are the safeguards that you know of in place to maybe put some of those parents' fears to rest that the government will be unable to use their carrot and stick approach with this money to destroy private education?
Right. So eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. The government can regulate private and home education today, and that's more likely to happen in the future without school choice if you have more people indoctrinated in big government schools that where they learn to love big government policy. They might vote to regulate private and home education in the future. If you have a bigger tent with school choice, getting people involved, and if you have the concept becoming more mainstream with more people exercising school choice, you'll have fewer calls to regulate it in the future. But there are specific provisions in the bill that say that the government cannot regulate the creed or curriculum or admissions policies of the schools or the private education providers. Those are the things that parents should be looking out for, those types of provisions in the bill to safeguard against any future government regulations of the program. But again, we all got to look out for these things and fight together and not make perfect the enemy of the good, because in the current system, you have kids stuck in fully controlled government schools. You might as well give every family an option. No one is forced to take the funding in any school choice program that has ever been implemented in the history of the United States. So families need to make that cost-benefit decision wisely for their own families, and they should fight against any calls for regulation in the future that might be introduced.
That's right. And if you are at a school district you're happy with, you get to stay right there. No sweat off your brow. But if some other kids, mostly minority kids, if they're trapped inside of an underperforming school, you can go the Barack Obama approach, which is to throw all those kids and keep them in underperforming schools. Or you can go the George W. Bush approach, which is to give them vouchers to allow them to escape government bureaucracies that are failing in their jobs. Corey DeAngelis, senior fellow at the American Federation for Children. If folks want to join your fight, where can they go?
You can join us in the fight to push for education freedom by taking the Education Freedom Pledge, which is just educationfreedompledge.com.
Corey, it was great to meet you. Please stay in touch, my friend. That's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Visit a couple of websites, texasscorecard.com. Also pay a visit to chrissalcedo.com. That's where you track down this show, whether we be on Newsmax TV, TNT Radio all over the globe, or on KSEV, the voice of Texas in Heavenly Houston. And then also check out all of our interviews on the Salcedo Storm podcast and see how they are matching up to the great coverage you're going to find over at texasscorecard.com. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this: a society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.